Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Twanda Black. 2016. This last year went by so fast. It is unbelievable that we're in 2016 already.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes.
I mean, it's dead fast. It seems as if it was 2015 just yesterday.
Yes.
Well, it really was.
It really was.
You know, but yeah, a brand new year.
Brand new year. Dr. Joyce Morley, our relationship expert and psychotherapist, joins us. And the topic today is starting a new year doesn't have to mean starting over.
Yes.
And Doc, what do you mean by that?
Well, too often what we do, Twanda, is when the new year comes, we start with these new year resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. What did you finish last year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you complete last year? One of the things that we have to recognize is that when you're talking about a resolution, it means that you're going to resolve something. Well, if you're going to resolve it, then you need to finish what you started last year. Just because it's a new year doesn't mean that you abort what you started last year. Whatever goals you had, those goals should have been in 3, 6, 9, 12 months. And then when you look at them, if they didn't get completed, then you should have had a contingency plan in the first place.
Wow.
So we want to do is believe because there's new year, I need new goals. No, you need to finish the old goals. Learn to finish some things. Complete some things. Learn to be able to see some things to the end. You procrastinated all in 2015. You didn't lose the weight. You didn't get the new job. You didn't move. You didn't do all these things. You didn't get that man. You didn't get that woman. All these things that you had. What were you doing in order to get them? What did you have as far as your action plan? And so what you have to do is revisit what you were doing in 2015, as I do with my clients. We literally, in therapy, write goals down on my easel pad. We prioritize those goals. We begin to look at them. And periodically, what we do is a goal checkup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How many times in 2015 did you check up on the goals that you have already established?
Yeah.
And they should be not. They should be written and not pie-in-the-sky goals.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be in your mind where you can look at them, put them up, and, you know, and post them so you can look at them. Have I reached them? What did I need to do? And so as you're in 2016, the plan should be to revisit those goals and look at what did I not meet? What do I need to continue? What do I need to do in a different manner? How can I do it in a different manner? So learning to do things by completing them, finishing them, and getting some results. And so the only way you're going to have a resolution is to resolve whatever is going on, and to resolve it means to complete it.
Well, you know, the biggest thing that you said there is write it down. You got to write the vision down.
Right.
And make a plan for yourself because, as I always say, if you don't plan your life will plan you.
That's right.
And you'll go, you'll be in all these different directions. Your life will be in chaos. And I see people like that, that are just in absolute chaos. You know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen next week.
Right.
My life, oh, I haven't made a plan. And I was like, really? How can you not plan for where you want to go in your life?
Amazing. We have a plan every day to get up and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to go to church on Sundays or Saturdays or whenever we go to the synagogue, where we go into the mosque, wherever we're going. We need to learn to manage our lives better.
Yes.
We need to take control. We need to have a plan. Every day, literally, I get up and I write down everything that I'm going to do for that day. I have a little checklist, and it's just on a little small, little yellow easel pad. You can get the little small white ones, too. But that's a plan. But I have a plan for the year. I know what I want to accomplish
mm-hmm.
within this year. And, Twanda, the other thing I want to say in this new year is for people to learn to take life in small chunks. And not big hunks.
Yeah.
I want to repeat that. Learn to take life in small chunks and not big hunks. And sometimes we're so worried about what's going to happen for next year. Deal with what's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to live in the here and now. Learn to finish some things. Instead of worried about how it's going to be later, you have no predictability on that. But you can manage and control where you are at this particular time. And so what, you didn't lose 50 pounds last year? Did you eat right? What did you do?
Then did you
why
exercise?
Don't you try to lose at least the smaller chunk
mm-hmm.
is to say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in the first month.
Yeah.
Make it manageable. Instead of going out there buying that Ferrari that you cannot afford, go out there and start with something smaller that you can afford. Well, first of all, save up your money.
Yes.
So that you don't have these big debts. And so we have to begin to look at how we're seeing life and not be, you can be have an ideal and you can have a dream, be an idealistic person, but you still want to live in reality and not in la la land somewhere creating these things that are not realistic.
Yeah.
Life is not this great panacea. Things do happen and you've got to be prepared for them.
Let's talk about for a moment as parents how we're preparing our kids for life. I always ask my kids, what's your plan? Have you written it down? You think about how we came from mommy and daddy's house, whether we went to college or we went on to work, and not quite prepared for the world.
It's important. You start your children off when they're small. The minute they can begin to understand, preparing them, and you're so right, preparing your children for life, because that's how they will be as adults.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we don't recognize that children actually mimic and they emulate what they see us do. So how do we prepare them? First of all, you teach them that they should begin to focus on what's going on around them. Stop buying them these $1,000 pair of sneakers that they can only wear a few times and their feet are going to outgrow them. Stop buying them these things that they're going to put on their behind and there's not too much going on in their mind. And so we've got to help children to see the value. The value is in each other. The value is in family. The value is in love. You just want to espouse those type of things. Then you want to help children. Do you remember, I don't know whether it happened with you, but when we were coming up, we used to have savings accounts. And sometimes the bank would come to the school and get our money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in some places, you know, now I think my daughter and her children out in the Midwest, they actually save and they can contribute to a savings account. So teach them how to save and be prepared
yes.
for a rainy day and not spend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I share it with you, my granddaughter, who is 7, Brookie, and Brooke believes that she has bought my plane ticket and that she purchased it for my vacation. So the reason why I'm out here now enjoying myself is the fact that Brooke believes she bought it because she had a piggy bank. She saves, and they take that money and they put it into an account at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But also help them to be able to write things down. What's the plan for this week when they're sitting at the dinner table with you or every evening, which doesn't happen a lot? That should become more of a norm and not an exception.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can talk about, oh, what's going on at school? What happened at school? What you're doing is giving your children permission to be able to be open,
yes.
to be honest,
mm-hmm.
to share. And so when things come up, and things happen, and you're on the news, or your child is on the news, you're not there crying and saying, oh, he was a good boy, he was a girl, I didn't know that. That gives them an opportunity to say, you know, no matter how bad things seem, no matter what's going on, I can talk to my parents. I can talk to someone in this family.
Right.
So you want to have them planning so that they can begin to be open, they can talk, they can save, they can have a plan of what they're going to get. If they want to buy something, well, let's write out a budget. How do they budget? Help your teens. You can even start in elementary school. How to do it, balance a checkbook. How to have a checkbook. All of these things would help them, and how to be able to be aware of what's going on around them, how to be able to be focused. All of these things that you can help your children. So when they become adults, they're not out there like fish out of the water.
And that's why I said it, because we have to start there so that they won't grow up as adults.
That's right.
Just lost in the wind and following everything.
That's right.
From,
that's right.
You know, from pillar to post, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. doing things. And everybody's not understanding what's wrong with this kid. Well, that kid never had the structure. Nobody ever told him to write a plan down and that you could plan your life.
Right. You know. They can plan their life. And I do. I write down, and this, again, it's going back to those goals, what we're resolving for this new year. But at the same time, I write down exactly here's what I want to accomplish. And believe it or not, when you go back and you do your checkup the same way you do a physical checkup,
mm-hmm.
you do all these things. Before 2015 left us, what we should do, and if you didn't do it last year, we can do it this year, is that you should have done that checkup. We want to make sure we have all of our physical ailments taken care of. We want to beat the insurance rush, all those things. Well, the same thing should happen with your life.
Yes.
You've written those down to go and look at, what have I accomplished? What have I not accomplished? And I did that with all of my clients. Let's revisit these goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew what we were going to do coming into 2016, that we were going to have new goals if they needed to be. And sometimes I have them to take snapshots of the goals on the easel with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
They can take it home and look at it and begin to say, what do I need to do differently? What have I accomplished? Because the greatest, greatest feeling, Twanda, is knowing that a goal has been met.
Yes.
And if it hasn't been met, Is it too haughty? Is it too high? Do I need to revise it? Doesn't mean that you get rid of it. Maybe I need to look at it in a different manner. Maybe I'm putting too much pressure on myself. Because I think for most of us, guess who the biggest enemy is?
Us.
Us.
Totally us.
And it's amazing how we beat up ourselves, take our foot and put it in our own behinds, but we let everybody else get away with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fix things. We want to make sure our kids are in order, make sure our mates are in order. You know, we want to make sure our friends, we get all this. This year should be the year that you focus on you. You can't help somebody else and be a building block for someone else when you are this crumbling building yourself.
Yes. Yes, it's so true. And you can carry over that one that you didn't meet last year. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I think a big part, too, about, you know, saying that I want to change my life or resolution, if you will, is that we're not accountable to anybody.
Right.
A lot of times it's just us. And I'm like, well, if I don't lose weight, I ain't hurt nobody but me. You know, I can move on. But when you have an accountability partner, you know, somebody who can call you and say, girl, how's it coming?
Yes.
What's going on? You know,
yes.
did you meet any of your goals for the week?
Right.
That kind
right.
of thing. We need to do that.
We need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone that you can trust who's going to call you up, that you don't mind saying something to you, that you're not going to say, oh,
right.
you can't tell me this,
mm-hmm.
you can't tell me that. Yes, we know that you're grown, and sometimes your mom may want to talk to you and say some things. My mom grown. Well, you know, I think mom is glad you're grown. You're not at home with her, and she's taking care of you.
Right.
But at the same time, as you said, have that accountability partner, that person that you don't mind listening to, that can give you feedback. And feedback doesn't mean that they're necessarily criticizing you. You have to remember, feedback has to be timely. It has to be appropriate, and it has to be constructive.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback should facilitate building blocks and not those that are being torn down. And making sure that as you're going through that process that you're accountable to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Make a plan to be in contact at least once a week, once every other week. And have a plan, so that's part of it too, so you're not just going to call up someone and, did you do this? Or they're going to call you up, did you do that? Have a plan as to when you're going to do that. The same way as you have a prayer partner, that accountability partner
mm-hmm.
is the same way. Where they sort of check on you, just do this checkup on each other. It makes a great difference.
You know, a lot of people are in the position where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
And they are really ready to make a change and don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you know, if you have somebody who's been speaking into your life, that's a good person. But
yes.
Get a coach.
Get a coach.
I love the life coach.
Yes.
I think they do a phenomenal job of helping you to get your vision and focus. And then you're accountable to them. But a lot of my friends who are coaches say that the biggest thing is that a lot of people just don't want to do what you tell them to do.
That's right. Well, see, I think that's the difference. And now you know that I am a board-certified licensed life coach and an executive coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what I do. And so I want to say to people this year, be careful for people who are saying that they're life coaches and they're not certified or they're not licensed. So we have a lot of people who are attributing these labels to themselves, and I know some people making quite a bit of money, but they have not been trained.
Mm-hmm.
There is a board certification, as a matter of fact, Twanda. This year, I will be launching a training. I'm nationally certified, board certified, for people who want to become licensed, certified, board certified coaches. And that coach isn't supposed to tell you what to do. That coach is supposed to help illuminate the way for you to
right.
decide what you need
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
That coach is supposed to, and what I do when I'm coaching people, we do a series of tests. There's an assessment, psychological, all of those things, career. We look at all of those, and I can get a bigger picture. And what I help them to do is, if you don't have goals or you have some, is to define them and refine them. And so oftentimes, well, the first thing I do, even when I do phone coaching, I have people to write down three goals, three personal, three professional goals. And when I look at them, they most of the time don't know how to write a goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I help them to understand how is the goal supposed to look? Well, it has to have an action word in it. To do this, I'm going to do this, I want to be able to do this. And then there needs to be a time frame, a timeline. Then you have to begin to look and say, okay, what do I need in order to accomplish it? You have to have resources, either human, financial, or other. So once you have that goal, which has an action word, what you want to be able to accomplish, what's the time frame, the timeline, realistic, goals have to be realistic and they have to be attainable. Then you have to look at what are the resources. Now, what are the actions, what are the steps that I going to take in order to accomplish this goal? And what are my expectations? What are the outcomes I'm looking for? And then a contingency. What if this goal is not accomplished by the time I have? So if I said that I want to reach this goal in 6 months, and in 6 months I haven't reached it, then I need to look at this goal and I need to refine it. Because what you've done in the onset is to define it. Now let's refine it.
Yes.
So if you check up on it, I say do goals in 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. It just makes it easier. And that goes back to my first premise, is taking life in small chunks and not big hunks.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a big one. That
yes.
that really,
yes.
really is.
Yes.
Some people have huge, huge goals and no plan on how to get there. I'm not sure, you know, how you plan on getting there. But
right.
you, again, you do have to write it out, make it plain.
Yes.
And then talk about for a moment what happens when you're on the right path and something comes along and takes you off that path. I think you take your eye off your vision. And that little thing, that little side trip, the little side rabbit hole
right.
that you go down, perhaps was something just folly. You
yes.
know,
yes.
oh, I just think I'll go down here for a minute.
Right.
But it really is like that 40-year walk around the mountain
right.
in the desert that you have to, you know, if you want that goal, you still got to come back to that goal.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad you said the word that side is on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
See, too often when we seem to be taken off track, we look at it as a step back. And I say to people, it's harder to get back on track when you have stepped back. So if you look at it as a sidestep,
yes.
something that for a side for a minute, then you can keep your eyes on that prize. So you're just over here for a minute, but you still have not forgotten the direction that you're going on. And so sometimes what happens with those sidesteps is a setup for your great comeback.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that you need to look at so that you can be prepared. You might need to think in a different realm. You might need to feel in a different realm so that you can begin to hold whatever God is trying to tell you. One of the things that we don't do along the way, many of us, but I know it's not you and I, is it, Twanda?
I don't know.
Okay. Many people don't, or they forget that you have to pray and remember who is the head
yes.
of you getting to where you're going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pray for clear direction. I like it in Isaiah 30 when he said that I will tell you which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you the way. If for your right hand and your left hand, all you got to do is ask. And I think too often we get thrown off kilter. We get thrown asunder when we something happens along the way. Just remember, don't forget the vision. Don't forget the plan. What is it that you're supposed to be looking at that particular time? And the great thing to do is to journal.
Ah, yes.
Journal as you're going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you're writing these plans, you have to go journal what's going on. Journal your feelings and your thoughts, not a diary. You don't want to know who you kicked it with last night, who you hung out with. And none of that is what you're looking
oh,
at.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you journaling where you're looking at your feelings and your thoughts at the end of each day. Those overriding feelings and thoughts, because there is a cycle and a pattern to what we think and what we feel.
Mm.
And so as you're going through these plans and these goals in life, it just helps with every day, Twanda.
Yeah.
And so when you get this sidestep, it'll help you to keep focus. And it'll be amazing when you go back a few months later and read that journal and you'll say, where was I? Where was I stuck or whatever?
Right.
And also remember, as you're trying to reach your goals and on this journey, because that's what it is a journey, don't forget to write the small things.
Mm-hmm.
The small things that happen that are great. I have a book where I write down small miracles that have big implications.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. So sometimes what you would think is that God had this to happen so that I would not get to where I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have rental property, and I had one piece I hadn't rented out in many years. Rented it out, and I had said I wasn't. And so I had someone in there, and I had plans, what I was going to do, how the funds were going to come about, all of that. And so I'm journaling what a great thing it was to be able to rent that property out after about 9 years, because I had decided I was not going to deal with people not doing what they needed to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 months into the lease, this person decided, I'm going to leave. What? And they were very apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
But when I thought about it and looked at my plan, the furnace went out. Well, guess what? if I had not had it rented, I was able to pay cash for the furnace that was installed in
Wow.
it. So I looked at it from a different...
Very small thing.
Small thing. Mm-hmm. So I wrote in my book, although I was disappointed, but look at what God did. He gave, if it were not rented, I would not have had the cash to pay to have this furnace put in just in time for the winter last year.
Right, right.
So if we can start looking at things in a different perspective, looking at the glass as being half full, mm-hmm. not half empty, when you're trying to reach your goals, something's thrown in there, because guess what? As sure as you're born, there's going to be a wrench, there's going to be a hammer, there's going to be a boomerang, there's going to be something that's going to be thrown. As a matter of fact, there are going to be some haters.
Yeah.
And so you can't let those haters take you off course. You know what? Another thing is remembering, and I know we had our anniversary last year in the fall just before the holidays of Christmas, and the pastor was talking about David and Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Now David was determined. He was on a journey. He was supposed to become king. Do you know how many times and how long Saul tried to kill David?
Yes.
But he kept on track, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
met his goal. So we can remember that there's gonna be somebody chasing you on the left, somebody chasing you on the right, there are gonna be bills that's gonna happen, there's gonna be somebody that's gonna get sick,
there's gonna be someone
who's gonna die. Mm-hmm. Something is gonna happen. And I'll say shift does happen.
Yeah.
So here's your opportunity, as you look at all this stuff pouring in, instead of looking at it as a setback, this is set aside. Lord, what would you have me to do? Help me to clarify where I'm going. Pray without ceasing and ask him for what you want. Here's a time that you can talk with your accountability coach.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a time if you have a licensed coach or someone who's out there can work with you. Bring those things in and to help you to get back on track. Because it doesn't take a whole lot, but it's all in your mind. Your thoughts are not tangible. So when you start having these negative thoughts, I want you to start speaking out, yes, I can. Oh, I'm getting back on track. And say it out loud.
Yes.
Talk to myself.
Yes.
As long as you don't start answering yourself,
right,
you're
right.
Okay.
But you do have to talk to yourself.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I'm not going down that path again. I did that last year. I'm not going back down. And sometimes I say to my clients and people I'm coaching, you know what the meaning of insanity is? And I said that the other day to a new patient I had, you know, just for Christmas. And he looked at me, and I wasn't calling him insane. I said, let me share with you what the meaning of insanity is. It means that you're going down this street on Monday, there's a hole that you fall into. You fell into it because you didn't know it was there. You get right back up on Tuesday, going back down that same street with that same hole, you fall again. Now, Wednesday you get up, you might either want to think about going down a different street, not down the same street, but at least if you go down the street, same street, walk to the side,
right.
Walk to the other side, but there might not be enough room. That's why you keep falling in that same hole. Learn to be able to be flexible, change courses. It's the same with your goals.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But stay focused.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. You can do it this year. Whatever your goals are.
Whatever your goals. When
you
if you've been
it.
Running with chickens all in 2015 and didn't come off the ground, that means you're not to stop running with chickens and turkeys. They don't fly.
Mm-mm.
If you want to soar, you got to start having an eagle mindset.
That's right. That eagle. Yes. Beautiful eagle.
Yes.
Doc, thank you for the encouraging words for 2016. Tell folks how they can reach out to you.
They can reach me by going to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.doctorjoyce.com. Or they can call me at 770-808-6570. 770-808-6570. And Twanda, when they go to the website, they can follow me on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I have a Facebook fan page. I don't have a regular Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't engage in all of that. And they can follow me. And so there's information that they can find. And they can visit the site. And they can see what we're going to be talking about. And they can get e-blasts about our show each month.
All right. All right. Well, Doc, Happy New Year to you. It is going to be a fantastic one.
Happy New Year to you, Twanda, and enjoy, and the best with your goals, and stay focused.
Thank you.